Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests are here to talk about Educators Rising, a program designed to inspire high school students and others to become teachers. They're having a conference right now out at UAS. Welcome to the show, Amanda Friendshoe, Glenda Findley, and Barbara Wadlinger. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who should we start out with to sort of outline what Educators Rising is? Looking at you, Glenda. Okay. Oh, no, Barbara.
Educators Rising offers a four-course career and technical education pathway that gives students the opportunity to gain classroom experience and explore the different education careers.
Got it. And you were saying you're out of UAF. Is that right, Glenda?
Yes, we are out of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. However, we do serve statewide, and we're so fortunate to have UAS host our Alaska State Conference here.
Got it. And this is how many years has Educators Rising been happening?
This is our second full year of the new CTE education pathway.
And remind me what CTE means?
Career and technical education.
Okay. Also in the studio, we have Amanda Friendshoe. She is a current UAS education manager, and you've gone through Educators Rising since how old were you?
I started with Future Educators Alaska, which was a version of Educators Rising before they started this new program. And that started in junior high, and I've been a member ever since.
All right. So take us back to junior high, and you started having these interactions with Educators Rising. What were some of the resources or things that you got from that?
Well, I was able to start attending the national conferences when I was in upper high school. But when I started at the state level, and so I was able to go to CTSO, which is the Career and Technical Student Organization. And then I was able to participate in annual meetings all through high school. And so they offered me education classes I was able to carry into my college experience and a lot of leadership opportunities because I was a very shy student. And so I was able to grow into becoming a public speaker. And so that was a really important step for me and just kind of stepping out of my shell.
Got it. And so now you're a major, education major. What year are you?
I am in my second year of college, but I am a junior.
Got it. And when you get out, where would you like to teach and what would you like to teach?
I would love to teach elementary education, particularly upper level in the Kenai District.
Okay. So success story, right?
Absolutely.
And I think you already mentioned this either Glenda or Barbara, but we were talking about how there is a need for more teachers here in the state.
Yes, there's definitely a need. We need to start retaining them, recruiting them. And if we can get them at the local level in their communities, then we'll definitely retain them more. So,
got it. And let's get back to that here in a minute. Part of this conference sort of comes to fruition on Saturday night. Is that right? Can you highlight that for us?
Yeah, Saturday evening. It's going to be at the Elizabeth Petrovich Hall. We're actually going to be having an award ceremony for the students. And then from 6 to 9, we're inviting the community in to also share in the celebration of the education profession, which includes those students actually being able to share many of their competitions that they've actually competed in. We'll have some mentors there and just a great way to culminate this event.
What's an example of something we might see that night, like the result of a competition or something?
One of the competitions is there are two levels of children's literature, and the students actually create children's books. And some of them are very impressive. They do amazing artwork, and many of the students do dual language in their books. And so they're going to share with anyone that's there their stories.
Okay. What is your message when you first interact with some of these junior high school students or high school students about the joy of teaching? What has it been that for you?
Some of that I think is just giving them the opportunity to explore what it's like because I think we're all teachers deep down inside. You know, I think it kind of carries over to a lot of their professions. So when we're actually talking with it, it's just kind of giving them the opportunity to see if this is something that they might want to pursue.
Got it. Let's see, Amanda, what has been the most challenging part of this program for you? Maybe not this program, but just preparing to become a teacher.
It's been very challenging to grow used to being in front of people. I came from a very small school, so I was used to people I knew every single day and seeing them all day. And so when I started to come to these state conferences, it was new people all the time and having to do the competitions and speak in front of people. But it grew to be easier, and I was able to speak in front of 500 people at a couple of the conferences. So.
And from your classes, what are you finding? What is it that makes a good teacher?
Well, to be a good teacher, you need to be intentional about what you're teaching. You need to make every moment count, and you need to be so passionate about what you're doing. A lot of the teachers we see now, and it factors into teacher turnover, where teachers just aren't passionate about what they're doing. But when you have locally grown teachers like this program is supporting, you're creating teachers that are passionate about this state and are passionate about the students and are passionate about nature. So that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Okay. If there is a parent or a youngster listening who is interested in becoming a teacher and becoming part of Educators Rising or learning more about it, what's the best way to do that?
Right offhand, I can't remember our email address, but I think if you Google Educators Rising Alaska, you will get to our webpage, and that has contact information to email us or call us. And if anyone wants further information, we'll gladly share that or send things through the mail.
In the meantime, we can meet you Saturday evening at the Elizabeth Bratovich Hall.
Yes.
All right.
Meet us in person.
6 to 9. Sounds good. It was nice speaking with the three of you. Is there anything we're missing? Anything you'd like to add?
No, we'd love to see you out there. We'd love to share what some of the exciting things that these youth around the state, I mean, they're coming in from all over the state, which is exciting, you know, to interact with them and kind of share in their successes.
Great. Thanks very much, you three.
All right. Thank you.
There once was a teacher of great renown, whose words were like tablets of stone.